So moving on to films at the cinema now. Now, we do showcase Cineworld. Now, this is mainly because they're really good around access and they have audio description on more screens than a lot of the other cinemas. But there are Odeon and Festival Park and View in Newcastle-on-Lyme if you want to check those out and go and see some films there. And you can go onto Google and Google them. But we'll give you information for Cineworld at the end. So Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, opened Valentine's weekend. It's 125 minutes, certificate 15, and two-time Academy Award winner Renee Zellweger returns to the role that established a romantic comedy heroine for the ages, a woman whose imitable approach to life and love redefined an entire film genre. Bridget Jones first exploded onto bookshelves in Helen Fielding's literary phenomenon Bridget Jones's Diary, which became a global bestseller and a blockbuster film. As a single career woman living in London, Bridget Jones not only introduced the world to her romantic adventures, but added singletons, smug marrieds, and F. Whittage into the global lexicon. And Bridget's ability to triumph despite adversity led her to finally marry top lawyer Mark Darcy, who was played by Colin Firth, and to become the mother of their baby boy. Happiness at last, but in Bridget Jones' Mad About the Boy, Bridget is alone once again, widowed 4 years previously when Mark was killed on a humanitarian mission in the Sudan. She's now a single mother to 10-year-old Billy Kaspanoff and 6-year-old Mabel, and is stuck in a state of emotional limbo, raising her children with the help from her loyal friend, including a former lawyer, lover, not lawyer, Daniel Cleaver, played by Hugh Grant. And it also features Chiwetel Ejiofor and Leo Woodall, who's like Golden Boy at the moment, and it's directed by Michael Morris. So I actually met Leo Woodall at a theatre last year because he was a friend of a friend. So Captain America Brave New World is a 12A. It's opened a couple of weeks ago. It's 119 minutes. And after meeting with newly elected US President Thaddeus Ross, played by Harrison Ford, in his Marvel Cinematic Universe debut, Sam finds himself in the middle of an international incident. He must discover the reason behind a nefarious global plot before the true mastermind has the entire world seen red. And it also stars Carl Lumley and Anthony Mackie. Now, we've got, as part of awards season, because it's Oscar weekend, looking forward to that on Sunday on ITV, if you want to watch the Oscars free, A Complete Unknown. Now, this is certificate 15. It's 141 minutes. It opens on March the 1st, so it opens on Saturday. And it's set in the influential New York music scene of the early 1960s. A Complete Unknown follows 19-year-old Minnesota musician Bob Dylan, played by Timothy Chalamet. Meteorology rise as a folk singer to a concert halls and top of the charts performer, his songs and mystique becoming a worldwide sensation, culminating in his groundbreaking electric rock and roll performance at the Newport Folk Festival in 1965. It also features Ali Fanning, Dan Folger, Edward Norton, and Monica Barbero, and it's directed by James Mangold. Now, out on the 7th of March, just telling you about it, everyone's talking about it, is Mickey 17. It's 137 minutes long. This is from the Academy Award-winning writer-director of Parasite, Bong Joon-ho, and it's the next groundbreaking cinematic experience. Mickey 17 is an unlikely hero. Mickey Barnes, played by Robert Pattinson, has found himself in the ultimate commitment to the job to die for a living. Written and directed by Bong Joon-ho, Mickey 17, as I said, stars Robert Pattinson from Batman and Tenet. It also stars a whole host of other people who I don't really know, but I'll tell you about at the end. It's based on the novel Mickey 7 by Edward Ashton, and it doesn't really tell me much else. It just gives me loads and loads of production credits, probably because it hasn't got any more information. But if you are interested about it, Google it. It's like a film shrouded in secrecy. So it also stars Toni Collette and Mark Ruffalo. And I'll tell you one more, which is released this weekend, and it's The Monkey. It's horror. It's certificate 15, 98 minutes. And where it's from Stephen King, The Mind of Stephen King. And when two brothers, Bill and Hal, find their father's old monkey toy in the attic, a series of gruesome deaths start. It sounds very familiar. The siblings decide to throw the toy away and move on with their lives, growing apart over the years. But then things escalate. And it stars Elijah Wood from Lord of the Rings and Theo James. So, most films are available with audio description. Please check when booking. Audio description, also referred to as video description, is a form of narration used to provide information surrounding key visual elements in a media work. Cineworld are committed to making your experience a safe and enjoyable one. Please ask if you require any information or assistance during your visit. The customer service number is 0333 003 3444, and the reservations is 0871 200 2000. If you want to go to Odeon Festival Park or View in Newcastle-on-the-Lyme, please do Google them, and all that information will be online. Okay, we'll have some more films for you when we're back mid-March.